The Bush administration has asked Congress to exempt the Defense Department from some major environmental laws. Citing national security, the Pentagon says it needs relief from regulations that protect wildlife on millions of acres of military training ranges. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
With images of tanks and troops in Iraq front and center in the American consciousness, the military is asking for exemptions from existing laws. The Pentagon has petitioned Congress for relief from anti-pollution, toxic disposal, and wildlife protection laws, everything from the Safe Drinking Water Act to the Marine Mammal Protection Act. A strategy memo leaked in January mapped out a major legislative push headed by Paul Mayberry, Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Readiness.
The ultimate bottom line here is that we seek a common sense balance between two very vital national objectives, and that is of military readiness and environmental stewardship, and that these are not mutually exclusive interests.
But that common sense balance, which is now part of the 2004 Defense Authorization Bill, is meeting with some resistance as Senate and House Committees of Jurisdiction consider the request.
I'm totally opposed.
Democrat John Dingell, ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, already has his mind made up.
They don't need more, and that they're doing so well over there in Iraq at this time and showing such superb levels of training and skill indicates that there is no need for this kind of exemption for the Pentagon.
Dingell says the military's legacy of Superfund sites hardly demonstrates a need for more leniency.
If you look at areas which they administer, you will find that they are some of the most contaminated and dangerous from the standpoint of hazardous waste, of other dangerous substances that you can find anywhere in the world.
The Pentagon doesn't like to use the word exemption. What the military wants, senior officials say, is more flexibility in the interpretation of the laws. Mike Collier is the director of operations and training at Camp Pendleton, a 200-square-mile oasis of relatively undeveloped land in the midst of Southern California's urban sprawl. Collier has testified repeatedly that Pendleton's training exercises have been compromised.
It's like having a wildlife refuge in a military base, and by the way, don't forget which is primary and which is secondary. The wildlife refuge is primary. It's all right to train here as long as you don't disturb the refuge.
Last month, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz sent a memo ordering the Army, Navy, and Air Force secretaries to list military practices they wish to see exempted from environmental laws. The Pentagon is now seeking relief in two ways, by invoking national security and through permanent statutory changes. Jeff Rook is the executive director of PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
The way the military wants to frame the argument is, this is about the safety of our men and women, and the other side of that argument is this is also about the safety of you and your family, because it's about the air you breathe and the water you drink, and it's like in order to protect Americans, you don't have to poison them.
A Senate Armed Services Subcommittee holds a hearing on the legislation today. Meanwhile, the administration is doing damage control after recent testimony by EPA Administrator Christy Whitman. Asked about the issue in a hearing before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, Whitman testified there isn't a training mission in the country that's being held up or not taking place because of an environmental regulation. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.